Today, we're going to be talking to a man who's not only a wrestling promoter, he's also a performer, and above all, he's a fan. He's a man that went to Orlando to go to WrestleMania 3, but there was so much more happening there that he'll tell us all about what happened in Orlando. You'll find out some surprising things about WrestleMania weekend in Orlando, Florida. Coming up next, we're going to talk to the MK Bandit.
What was the feeling like for WrestleMania, for what was happening that weekend in Orlando?
I learned a couple things this weekend. First of all, the business is alive and well. I mean, you know, any question about is the professional wrestling business vibrant and still moving forward, it is. The fans were amazing. The second thing I learned is that there are a cadre of fans, and I'm going to say a huge cadre of fans, that are not WWE fans, but they go to things of this nature not to go to the WWE events, but there was 96 independent shows, and all of these fans came to those shows, and a lot of them, when I talked to them, were like, no, we're not going to WrestleMania. We came here for Ring of Honor. Nah, we're not going to WrestleMania. We came here for Progress. And then what was conversely, when I would talk to someone, I would say, oh, did you see that they had, you know, FIP was doing a show or these guys were doing a show. And they had no clue that there was even independent wrestling in the area, and they were just WWE fans. So it was really crazy to me to find that there's these two segments of wrestling fans that never really cross over.
WrestleCon. Tell us about your experience at WrestleCon for a minute.
Well, WrestleCon is amazing. It's basically the biggest wrestling convention in the world. Now, I that's what they claim. I have to believe that there's probably some bigger ones when they do Wrestle Kingdom in Japan. So I'm going to say it's the biggest one I've seen, and it's just rows and rows and rows of people, and we're not talking like just regular people, but independent wrestling stars, stars from the past, modern day stars. And it's literally in one walk down an aisle, you're going to see Bubba Ray Dudley, then you're going to see Greg the Hammer Valentine, then you're going to see Kevin Thorne, then you're going to see Rob Conway, and then you're going to see, you know, Michelle Martinez, and then you're going to see, and it's just like, oh my gosh, it's like sensory overload. There is so much there, you know, and then Ric Flair, you see him over there, then there's Sting, and then, you know, it's sensory overload. I mean, it took me, I had to go 2 days to see everything. Is, you know, you would see a lot of fans walking by Kevin Sullivan, and he's a gentleman I work with in Pacific Coast Wrestling, and, you know, if anybody that knows anything about, you know, pro wrestling knows that this guy is, I mean, it's Kevin Sullivan. What do you need to say?
Kevin Sullivan.
They would walk by him and walk by Abdullah the Butcher, and you could just tell that they were kind of, you know, because they were younger fans, they were just kind of like, who are these old guys? You know what I'm saying? So for a guy like you or me, it's like, oh, my God, you know, okay, at the same table, you got Kevin Sullivan, Shane Douglas. Then right next to him, you've got Abdullah the Butcher. And then next to him, you've got Andy Anderson and Greg the Hammer Valentine. In one little, like, row.
I cannot even fathom. I mean, I think I would pass out from hyperventilation from having the opportunity to do something like that. You got to tell us, what was the event itself like?
Well, here's what happened is, I mean, but when you get there, I can't tell you how, I mean, y'all know me, y'all know I do big events with ESPN, I've done, nothing can compare to WrestleMania. I would venture to say that it's probably bigger in my mind than the Super Bowl.
Wow.
And so when you get there, the fans are so rabid. It just take even like I said, we have the distinction between the two fans, but the fans there are so rabid. Take your average indie crowd that you've been to, okay? Now remember, these guys are probably doing this as a once-in-a-lifetime thing, and now there's 75,000 of them in one place at one time. And That's the only way I can describe it. I mean, it was just insane. And the WWE does such a good job of understanding what, I mean, you can criticize their booking, you can criticize this, but overall, you can understand, they have a fundamental understanding of what the people want, at least from a production standpoint.
I exactly understand what you mean, because they put so much thought process into making WrestleMania an event. They actually probably work on it all year long, I'm sure. Like the Bray Wyatt match with Randy Orton, when Orton's mm-hmm. coming down that ramp and that snake is slithering down with him. And then they throw the maggots and they throw the roaches onto the screen on the mat itself. That was brilliant presentation. I mean, that was something that everybody, you know, I'm going, somebody hit a home run with that one with me anyway.
Well, yeah, and that's what I'm saying. They are creating five-star events. And, you know, everybody talks about Roman Reigns and Undertaker was a crummy match and da-da-da-da-da. You know, I'm not going to sit here and say it was or it wasn't. That's not my point of what I'm trying to say here. Let me put it this way. Number one, people are talking about it. Number two, the image that's going to last with those guys is the Undertaker leaving his stuff in the ring and breaking character and kissing his wife.
Hmm. Yeah, that was cool.
You know, and think about that. The match is secondary to the event.
I just want to say that I really appreciate you, you know, taking the time out of your busy schedule to come on with us. And
it's my pleasure.
We've been a fan of yours ever since we saw you at UCW a couple years ago, and I've been wanting to get you back on the show, and it was just a perfect opportunity with WrestleMania and things like that that happened this week, and it's a big time right now for professional wrestling, and you're neck deep to a tall Indian in pro wrestling right now.
Oh, tell me about it. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing because, let me put it this way, I love it because everybody's making money, and that's what it's all about. And the other thing is that when you have these type of things, you don't have to look for pro wrestling, and we're creating new fans.
Oh, wow. So I want to know, overall, real quick, were you glad you went to WrestleMania? Was it something that you've been wanting to do? Did you cross it off your bucket list?
It's something that every wrestling fan has to do. It is a definite. It's like if you're a rock and roll fan and you don't see Kiss, or you don't see, you know, someone like that, it's like you feel cheated. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If you're a wrestling fan, you got to go to WrestleMania. It's like a pilgrimage to Mecca. I was not disappointed in the least. My only thing, here's my one regret. I should have, and here's my advice to people. If you are going to pay the money to go to WrestleMania, don't chintz on the tickets, okay? Because I bought very good tickets, and I still feel that I would have got more of the emotion if I sat closer or if I was a little more involved, because I was a little removed, because I was far enough away. I can see what was going on in the ring, but I had to watch the Titantron to see the emotion and the faces and that stuff. And so I felt a little separated. Had I been on the floor seats for maybe $100 more, I know my experience would have been better.
Wow.
But everything, and like I said, that's the other thing. When you go to WrestleMania, please don't just go to the WWE Access and go, hey, I've done a WrestleMania experience. Look up all the indie promotions that are going on. I mean, they literally, at some of these places, they had Progress, Pro Wrestling from London, England, start at like noon. Then they had Evolve start at 4, they had Chikara start at 8:30, and then they had Kaiju starting at midnight.
Wow.
So there were people there. I saw them that literally went to every one of those shows.
Wow.
So what I'm saying is, take in the whole experience. Find out what style you want. Go online. Find what indie wrestlers you like. I almost can bet you could have seen any indie wrestler in the world there. I mean, you know, what blew me away was these people found me at the bar had never seen me perform except for on Friday night. They
wow.
literally just knew me from my YouTube stuff, and then they'd never seen me perform live until Friday night.
Wow. Well, I gotta say, live when you got smacked in the face with your heel knuckle down in Salt Lake. Oh man,
it's better than being set on fire. That's what happened to me a couple of years ago in Albuquerque. But yeah, that I'd rather be if I'm going to have to get something bad and something horrible happen to me, I'll take heel knocks to the forehead than getting set on fire.
So,
I bet you would.
Dave, is there anything else you want to talk to MK real quick about?
Yeah, just one thing I thought about today when I was watching Roman Reigns and The Undertaker, and I think I fast-forwarded. Did they make any kind of announcement that Jim Ross was going to call that match? Did they acknowledge that he was going to be there?
They did, and I don't you mean like before the big announcement or – like,
yeah, when they were getting ready for the match and they brought Jim Ross out to do the commentating on the match for TV or for the network. I probably missed that part. I just wanted to see what the crowd reaction was.
It was kind of the worst kept secret in pro wrestling at the time. Do you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
It was kind of the worst kept secret in pro wrestling because when they announced it, everybody went crazy, but you could kind of tell everybody's like, yeah. Yeah, I kind of knew that was going to happen because pretty much everybody knew, why is he here? You know what I mean? Why? You know what I'm saying? So everybody kind of knew that. And then I also believe that he may have even said in one of the podcasts or something that he felt bad that his wife had passed on because she wanted to see him do one more WrestleMania. But the crowd went nuts. I mean, when you heard his music, the Oklahoma music, I mean, just like anything, everybody went crazy. Because fundamentally, think about this, pro wrestling fans are nostalgic as heck. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody was just so excited for him to come out. When he came out, it was, for me, that meant more than seeing The Undertaker retire.
Wow.
I could understand that, yeah.
You know, but just on another thing, let me just tell you guys the one thing, so that I cannot tell you how exciting it was to see the Hardys come out, and I'll tell you why. I went to the Hardys, the Broken Party, tailgate party, and it was at a bar, okay, in downtown Orlando, okay, a frickin' bar, and the Hardys were there hanging out with their fans before WrestleMania. That's living together.
That's pretty cool.
But how weird is that? I mean, literally when people, like when we were going to, me and some of my buddies that I met down there, were going to there, they were saying, well, do you think the Hardys are going to come? And I literally turned to them like, come on, you idiots. I'm like, no, they were just at the bar. And they're literally at a bar right now taking fans of pictures. They're not going to be a WrestleMania. And everybody's like, oh, yeah. And so, I mean, it totally swerved me. That to me, again, if there was three things I took away from this WrestleMania, you know, in the confines of Bell to Bell, was the Hardys coming out, and I'm like, okay, they brought the Hardys out. Great. That's neat, but they're never going to let them get the title. And then when they got the title, I mean, I was like, oh, my gosh. Number two, Jim Ross. Number three was Undertaker.
Yeah.
Undertaker retiring. But I was really, you know what? I was disappointed.
Tell us.
I didn't get to see Chad Too Bad say Sex Ferguson. They should have had a Southpaw championship, Southpaw regional wrestling match in the pre-show.
Yeah, you really, I see on your social media, you really like that Southpaw. You thought that was pretty creative.
Dude, I grew up on that stuff. I mean, I don't know if you guys remember, but that was literally Saturday morning wrestling. And every state had their Fed that had a half an hour or an hour before either the AWA came on or the NWA show or the WWE show came on. And it was, I mean, it was so much like that. I mean, look at the old, just do this. Go look at the old WCCW stuff on the network and tell me that isn't exactly what Southpaw Regional Wrestling is.
Wow. That's...
Well, MK, I want to thank you very much. What a great experience it has been for us to be able to spend some time with you on Turnbuckle Trash. I can't express enough thanks and also jealousy because I got to go to WrestleMania. So, once again, thank you very much.
You'll be there one day, too. And, I mean, it's like I said, it's an experience. It's something that everybody needs to do, brother.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.